主啊，是的，主，我们知道这次这样的时候来自不易。
We know a time like this is difficult.
但是我们非常的珍惜。
We treasure the moment that you gave us.
主啊，是的，主，我们现在这样一个状况，主，我们很多时候不能直接的见面，但是我们的心好像越来越谦卑，越来越能够感受到彼此。
Even though at this current moment we cannot see each other, but we felt that our hearts are being humbled and our hearts being connected even more.
主啊，是的，我们再次的说，主啊，我们回到你的话语，回到你的应许。
Once again, we say we want to go back to your words.And go back to your promises.
主啊，你的话语是真实的，你的应许是真实的。
Every word of yours and every promises of yours is true.
主啊，你应许你从不离开我们。
And your promise never left us.
你永远的爱爱我们。
You love us with the eternal love.
今天你在天上，你纪念我们，你的名义为儿女。
In heaven, remember each and every one of us.
今天你在天上查看着你的每一位儿女，你在寻找那些敬畏你的人。
And you examine each and every child of yours, and you are looking for those who honor you.
主啊，是的，主，你寻找到我们这一群人。
And you looked for us.
You have found us.
You found us.
主啊，是的，主，你找到很多爱你的人在这个地上，你的心何其的好。
You found many, many people who loved you, and your heart is pleased.
主啊，是的，主，我们不知道我们多么爱你，但是主啊，我们知道你非常的爱我们。
Lord, we don't know how much we love you, but we know for sure that you love us.
主啊，今天我们来到你跟前的时候，主啊，我们不是仅仅是为了来听到，我们非常的清楚，也不是为了星期天，而是真的，你的灵把我们召聚在一起。
Lord, today we come to you not just to listen to a sermon, Lord, but we know that your Spirit has called us together.
主啊，我们知道，主啊，今天技术非常的发达，有很多的网上的会议，网上的。讲到可以去听去参加，但是为什么我们今天这群人在这个地方这个时间能够来进入这样一个的聚集？
Lord, we know there are many other channels that you can find on the internet where you can join millions of other Zoom meetings. But how can we come here today on this special moment and join as a small group?
是因为你命定我们是一个属灵的家，命定我们要走在一起。
Because you have ordained us as a spiritual family, and we have to work together.
主啊，是的，主，这不是人的作为，这是你的作为。
This is not a hand of our man, of man, but it's your work.
主啊，是的，主，因着你这样的作为，我们深深的敬畏。
Because of your work in us that we are standing in awe of you.
主啊，我们真的能够在灵里面感受到我们是一个家庭。
We know in our spirit that we are a family.
我们可以感受到彼此。
We can feel each other.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，你把更多的爱放在我们的心里面。
Once again, we ask you to give us more of your love in our hearts.
让我们在现在的日子里面能够更加的彼此相爱。
So that we can love each other even more in the current situation.
主，我们把下面这段时间再次也交托。
And Lord, we give you our time here today.
我们的讲道，我们的奉献，我们的祷告，我们的赞美，我们全部的交托在你的手上。
We give you all of our sermons, our teachings, and our sharings, and our prayers.
知道你是我们的父，你是我们的主，你在这里，主啊，按你的心意来行事。
Because we know you are our Father, our God, and we share our hearts here.
主啊，你按照你自己的旨意来行事。
Lord, you do things according to your own will.
主啊，是的，你百分之百在这里来掌权，百分之百在这里来作王。
Lord, have the lordship over us, 100% of us.
我们奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们今天呢，就说来到主的面前，我自己心里面感受到呢，真的深深的一个敬畏。
I came to the Lord today and I felt this awe in my heart, a fear in my heart.
我也刚学到深深的一个那个感受到人的一个渺小。
And I also felt how small humans are.
我也感受到神是多么的大。
And then I felt how great God is.
那我们看到今天这一个病毒，一个小小的病毒，让每一个国家的元首都要谦卑下来。
And we see this tiny little virus that made all the leaders of the world bow down before it.
在过去，这个历史上也是很多次，就是神呢，通过让允许这样一些瘟疫发生，在世界上很多的大事历史就改变了。
And in the histories, it has happened many times before that God allowed this kind of disease to go on and change a lot of things that happening in the world.
那在今天也不例外。
So is it us today?
所以就是我就感觉到今天让我们每一个人都很谦卑来检查我们自己。
So I felt really humbled and we want each and every one of us to examine our hearts.
我们在主的面前究竟是站在什么样的位置。
So where are we in front of the Lord?
那因着这样呢，我相信神会在未来的日子里面让我们有更大的信心，也有更多的爱心。
So I believe in the coming days, we will have even more fear of the Lord and also be alert in the sight of the Lord.
很实际的来讲，就是说今天我们发现，就是说我们真的这群人为什么要在这个十点钟，在这个。Zoom 号码里面在这里来敬拜呢，我就想也是很特别。
So practically to say is that why is that as a group of people to meet at Zoom meeting at 10 o'clock today in the morning?
又我们又不能见面，我们又不能在一起做什么事情，那为什么就在这样一个时段里面，这样一个 Zoom 号码，同一个进入同一个 Zoom 来敬拜呢？真的是因着神的爱。
So it is because the love of God that made us all to come together to meet on Zoom, even though we cannot do anything physically together.
那我的老二 Gloria 在墨吉尔上学，在 Montreal， 我们把他叫回来，买了一张机票就立刻把他招回来。
So my younger daughter who is studying in University of McGill, we sent her home.
她的姨妈和她的姨丈和家里的cousins都非常的爱她，但是那面也算是一个家，但是呢，我们就是要把她招回来，因为这是她，她自己的家。
So she was staying with her aunt and uncle, and even though they love her very much, it is also a second home for her, but.Still, we have to call her home because this is her real home.
那对她来说，对我们来讲呢，她就是我们的家人，这就是没什么好说的，是我们的孩子。
So she is our family. She is my child.
所以神也是这样看我们，就是神知道我们是他的孩子，他今天就把我们招聚在一起。
So this is how God view us, because we are His children. That's why we come here today together as His children.
神把我们招聚在一起，要明白他的心意。
God called us together to know, to so that we can know His heart.
他要让我们明白在未来的心意。
So that we will understand His heart for the future.
而且让我们明白。真正的来能够在信心上面来建造。
So that we can build up in faith.
所以今天呢我在祷告的时候神就把罗马书第八章一段经文放在我的里面我先跟大家分享。
So Lord gave me a verse on Romans chapter 8.I want to share that to you all. Romans chapter 8.
那过后呢弟兄姐妹也可以来回应而且我们花一段时间来祷告。
And you guys can also share later on, and we can also pray together later on.
这是罗马书第八章二十八节到三十九节。
So it's from Romans chapter 8, 20, verse 28 to 36.
39, 那我们先读一下以后呢我们就来分享
So we'll read first and then we'll share later
我们晓得叫爱神的益处就是按他旨意被召的人因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子预先所定下的人又召他们来所召来的人又称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀即使这样还有什么说着呢神若帮助我们谁能抵挡我们呢神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了岂不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们吗谁能控告神所拣选的人呢有神称他们为义了谁能定他们的罪呢有基督耶稣已经死了而且从死里复活现今在神的右边也替我们祈求谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢难道是患难吗是困苦吗是逼迫吗是饥饿吗是赤身肉体吗是危险吗是刀剑吗如经上所记我们为你的缘故终日被杀人看我们如见宰的羊然而靠着爱我们的主在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了因为我们深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的我想英文的部分要不要也念一下
Okay, 好的，好的。Okay, so I'm gonna read the English part, okay? Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 39. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge?Against those whom God has chosen. It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who also raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, For your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered a sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am convinced that I neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither the height or depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yeah. Amen. 就是我们这段经文一开始的时候呢，讲到我们晓得万事都相互效力。
So in the beginning of the verse, it says that we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him.
我们晓得是谁们晓得呢？
So it says we know and who are we?
那为什么要说我们晓得呢？我们晓得就是说另一个反过来讲呢，就是有的人还不晓得。
So how come it says we know? In other words, some people might not know about that.
就说这些经文呢，看起来很熟悉。我觉着信主一段时间的人对这段经文都非常非常的熟悉。但好多时候重新再看的时候，我们发现我们不晓得。
So this verse, even though it's quite familiar to many of us, but I believe when we come back to this, I believe some of us may not know.About that.
今天在这样一个瘟疫的日子里面，在读的时候发现又有一些东西我们好像不晓得，又好像又晓得了。
So during this global pandemic, so sometimes we felt we knew things and sometimes we may not know about it.
那我们真的知道神这样的爱我们，就像这里讲的那样爱我们吗？
Do we really know about the love of God just as it said in this verse?
他真的在看过我们吗？
Is he really taking care of us?
他看过我们，为什么我们心里还会那样的惧怕、紧张呢？
If he's looking after us, how can we still have fear in our heart?
他那么爱我们，他在看过我们，难道我们就不应该有惧怕和紧张吗？
So if he's taking care of us,And is, are we supposed not to have fear at all?
对，我们有很多的问题在心里面。
So we have a lot of questions.
那有些问题呢，现在从脑子里面转到心里面去了。
So a lot of questions come from our brain, our mind, and to our heart.
那过去呢，好多这样的问题在头脑里面，今天进到心里面。
So in the past, many of these questions may be just in our thinkings, and now we have to take it into our hearts.
我们可能因着这些经文，我们会去讨论，甚至会去争论，谁讲的对，谁讲的错，谁讲的好，谁讲的坏，谁属灵，谁不属灵。但是今天我们没有时间这样去想。
We may have our own takes over this kind of verses. We may have arguments. We may have different opinions. But today we don't want to do that.
今天我们要实实际际的让这个真理呢成为我们生命里面的一部分，而且必须要让它成为我们生命里面的一部分。
Today we need to take these words and turn it into the truth in our lives.
而且它要成为我们真实的信心。
It has to become the truth.
不仅仅是我们的知识
，not just a knowledge。
那如果我们会背三十二节说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？如果我们会背这一节，那是不是我们有这样的信心
？So on the verse 32, even though a lot of people may able to recite it, it says, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all."How will he not alone with him graciously give us all things? Even though we may know about this verse, can we really live it out?
过去读这些经文的时候，发现它既合情又合理。对于上帝，如果他把他自己心爱的儿子都能献上的话，当然他可以把万物都给我们。他是这样的爱我们，我们头脑里面，情感里面都能够接受。
So it's very logical that when he said he did not spare his own son, of course he will give us everything else, even though it's logical in our thinkings, but a lot of people cannot really get it in their heart.
但是今天我们真的相信这些话吗？
Do we really believe these words now?
今天我们真的相信他把他的儿子赐给我们了，他不会把任何其他的东西留下来不给我们吗？
Do we really believe that he did not spare his own son and gave himself up for us, and so that he will graciously give us all things?
那我们当读到这里的时候，我们就神就开始来让我们知道我们的信心在哪里。
So when we read about this verse, we will then to know where our faith is.
那今天我们在担心什么？我们可能还在担心，我周围的这个孩子，他有没有学习好，有没有吃饭，有没有健康成长？我的先生，怎么样怎么样？我的太太怎么样怎么样？
So we may still have worries and in our lives for our children, whether they are doing well in school, or whether they have a good health, and we worry about our spouses and our family members.
那这就是我们今天可能会不好意思，我的这个电池我要 charge 一下。那当我们想到这些的时候，今天的话语就要真实真实的进到我们的里面来。
So when we read about this verse, the truth will come into our heart.
那我今天早上也跟我一个国内的亲戚在通电话，他经历了很多，他是一个基督徒。
So this morning I had a call with my one of my relatives in China. He is also a Christian.
他受了很多的苦。
So he has been, he has a lot of sufferings in his life.
他过去头脑很聪明，对很多的真理呢也蛮头脑里面蛮清楚，但是呢现在开始在生命里面经历。
So in the past he has a lot of knowledge in his thinking, in his brain, but now he's really living it out in his life.
但是呢，当他真正要活在这真理里面的时候，他就发现非常的痛苦。
When he realized that he has to live it out, he found out it's very difficult.
非常的 painful.
Very painful.
为什么会 painful 呢？因为这里面讲到呢，万事都要相互效力，就是好多的事情就会来。
Why is it painful? Because a lot of things will come because in the Bible says that all things will work for the good for those who love him.
所以好多事情就来了。
So many things came upon my relative.
对，你是不是发现现在也经历很多的事情，就是好多不好的事情，好的事情都来搅扰你。
So to you as well, you will see a lot of different things will come to you.
那你就发现呢，周围有些事情是好的事情，有些事情不好的事情就在你的眼前在发生，在你的身边在发生。
So you will see good things and the bad things happening around your life.
你就发现呢，怎么孩子怎么我教养他那么长的时间还不听话呢？
You will find that your children are not disciplined.
我的先生，我那样关心他，他怎么就不体谅我的意思呢？他还是那样的生活方式，不照顾自己的身体，等等等等。
So you may be angry about your husband, even though you're taking care of him, but he's not taking care of himself.
就是各种各样的事情还是发生在你的身边，你就觉得你不希望它发生，有些事情是你绝对不希望它发生。
So you don't want things to happen. There are things that you don't want them to happen, but they still happen around you.
但是呢，这些事情就发生了。
So and these things happened.
那你希望的事情呢，它没有发生，但不希望的事情它就发生了。
So those who you are hope for did not happen, but those who you don't want to happen, it happened.
但是这里圣经里面讲呢，他说万事都互相效力，叫爱上的人得益处。这个得益处呢，原文里面就说 agathos， 就说为了你的好处。
But in this verse says that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. So for the good, in Greek is it means what? Sorry.
就是 good.
Also in Greek means good.
就是为了人的好处，所有爱主的人的好处。
So it's for those who love Him. The good is those are good for those who love Him.
而且这些人呢是按神的心意被招的人。
And these people are being called according to His purpose.
那这些人是被招的人，你相信你是被招的吗？
So those people are called in order to for His purpose. Are you the one who have been called?
就是相信就是被招的人。你相信你自己是被招的人吗？就是你真的是被神召唤到他的国度的人吗？
Are you being called by Christ into His kingdom?
那这一点我们要深深的来反省，也要深深的来相信我们是被召的。
So we really need to reflect on this, and we have to truly believe that we have been called by Him.
你知道你今天能够来到这个教会是偶然的吗？
So do you think it is a consequence to be...To come to this church?
你知道你今天来参加这样一个Zoom的聚会是偶然的吗？
So do you think it's by coincidence that you came to this Zoom meeting?
哦，你觉得今天你跟这群人聚在一起是偶然的吗？
Do you think it is by coincidence that you come together with this group of people?
我们中间还有一些这个不同种族的人啊，一开始我们是一个Mandarin， 就是一个华人的教会，但有不同种族的人来到我们的中间，你觉得是偶然的吗？
So we started as a Mandarin speaking church, but later on we have different ethnic groups that joined us. Do you think it is by coincidence?
弟兄姐妹，当我回想的时候，绝不是偶然。
But when I reflect on this, I know for sure that it is not by coincidence.
大概在十多年前，有一次，我们母堂的 Emil 先知跟我们的领袖团队在一起祷告的时候呢，他就发预言，他说我们的教会呢不会成为一个国语的教会，将来有很多的人要来。
So many years ago, in one of the prophetic meetings, andOne of the pastors, Pastor Emil, prophesied that our church will not become a Mandarin-speaking church.
那个时候呢，我们刚刚从西安教会被裁派出来，就从一个英语的广东话的一个环境里面呢，要来开始一个国语的聚会。
Back then, we were just being recently commissioned by Church of Zion, who is a Cantonese and English-speaking congregation.So we just started out as a Mandarin-speaking church.
那为什么要出来聚会呢？一种原因是当然神在带领，另一个原因呢，事实上就是说很多的预言在一起呢不太方便。
Why did we became a separated congregation? It was because that because the church speaking many languages is not convenient.Was not very convenient, and also by the calling of God.
所以为了在我们当时的认知里面，是为了更有效的来传福音。
So in our own thinking, that we became a Mandarin-speaking church because it will be more efficient to tell people about the gospel.
但是刚开始不久，这个以缪先知到我们中间来，他就发预言说：“他说你不会成为一个 Mandarin church。”
But soon after we became a church, Pastor Emil prophesied that we will not become a Mandarin-speaking only church.
他说有很多种族的人会来。
He said many ethnic groups will come to this church.
我心里想呢，这很好啊，但也又是很麻烦啊。
I thought to myself, oh, it will be good, but it will also be very, inefficient, very difficult.
那为什么很好呢？因为教会的牧师呢，总希望能够做工有效嘛，对吧？传福音到不同的种族，这就很好啊。
So as a pastor, we know that it's good to tell people, tell different ethnic groups about the gospel.
更多的人得救，那不是很好吗？
So we want more people to get saved, so it's good.
那更多人来到教会能够来奉献，不也很好吗？
So if more people come to the church and more people pay tithes and offerings, then it's good.
是不是？是不是都很好啊？
So it's all good, isn't that right?
但是为什么有麻烦呢？是因为我们刚刚从一个英文广东话的教会里面拆派出来。
So then why is it difficult? It was because we just commissioned out of a church that speak Cantonese and English.
但是当时我心里面非常的敬畏，我知道这是从神来的，我没有办法去不喜欢他，也没有办法去拒绝他。
But I know that in my heart that I cannot resist it, and I cannot say no to this.
但我也知道这是一个祝福，在我们的教会要来。
So I know it's a blessing in our church that it will come.
而且当时的先知说呢，就是说当时你的教会呢会有很多人来人往。你要做好准备。
And the pastor also said that in the church, a lot of people will come in and a lot of people will flow out. You have to be prepared.
作为一个牧师呢，人来是比较高兴的，人走是不高兴的。
So as a pastor, we like people to come, but we do not like people to go away.
但是呢，神已经借着先知，已经让我心里面开始知道，就是这是神的作为。人要走，人要来。
So, but I know by the prophecy that people will come and people will go.
那这都是 这就是说，我们教会呢，神在做，神在呼召人进来。
So in this church, I know that God will call people to come.
那今天呢，神训练我到一个程度，就是你必须伸开你的双手。完全的交在主的手上呢，让主所招的人都能来。
So today I'm trained to open up my hands to let God do the thing that He needs to be done to so that He will send the people who He had called to our church.
而且我也常常祷告，就说神啊，你把你要带来的人带来。
And I always pray before the Lord that God you send those who you have called to our church.
我相信每一个今天坐在这里的人都是神宣召的人。
So I know every one of us today is being called by God.
你正在经历的事情就是他要让这些事情来效力，让你得益处。
So the things that you are experiencing right now are the things that will work for the good.
因为你是被召的人。
Because you are called by him.
在我的心里面，我从不怀疑我们教会的每一个人都是被召的人。
So in my heart, I never doubted that each of us are being called by him.
那被召的人呢，他是预先所知道的。
So those who are called by him, God knew.
那你知道神在创世以前就认得你吗？
Do you know that before the creation, God already knew you?
你可能显现不来，但是圣经说呢，在创世以前他就拣选了你。
You may not be able to believe that, but in the Bible says before the creation, He had already called you.
而且他预先就定下呢，要效法他儿子的模样。
He predestined that you will be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
他的儿子的模样是怎么样的
？So what is the likeness of his son?
而这里的模样就是形象的意思。
So the likeness is same as an image.
啊，就是说这是一个完美的形象，是一个最好的从天上来的。就是说神呢要让你将来成为耶稣的形象。
So it's an image that, a perfect image that God wants you to be just like Jesus Christ.
他有在他里面有一切神的美好，也有一切神的祝福，也有一切神的产业。
So you have all the blessings, all the heritage from God.
因为整个的世界都是要赐给他的。
Because the world has been given to Jesus Christ.
这里呢也说，因为神呢借着他也要把万物一统的白白赐给你和我。
So it also said, God will also give everything else freely to us.
那这里就特别的讲到呢，就说哦，谁能？谁能把我们和神的爱隔绝呢？没有人能够把我们和神的爱隔绝的。
So nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
你今天这样一个瘟疫的一个状况，这个 virus， 这个瘟疫能够把我们和神的爱隔绝吗
？So the virus itself cannot separate us from the love of Christ.
你觉得你的先生一些不良的行为能够把神的爱和你隔绝吗
？Do you think the misconduct of your husband can separate you from the love of Christ？
你觉得你的孩子不听话，今天能够把你和神的爱隔绝吗
？So do you think that your child unable to be disciplined can separate you from the love of Christ？
那今天就说我们不能出去采购好多的不方便不能工作，这个能够把我们和神的爱隔绝吗
？So we've been quarantined, unable to work, unable to shop. Can that separate us from the love of Christ？
这里讲到呢，就是我们无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能力的，现在的是将来的事呢，高处低处的。是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
So it says neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, or the present or the future, or any powers, or any height or depth, or anything else in all creation will not be able to separate us from the love of God.
甚至你的失败也不能等你把你和神的爱隔绝。
And also your failures will not separate you from the love.
我要大胆的给你讲，包括你的罪也不能把你和神的爱隔绝。
I want to say this boldly, even the sin of yours cannot separate you from the love of Christ.
因为神和你有约。
Because God has a promise, has a covenant with you.
你这里可能有不同的神学上的一些观念，但是我要从圣经里面清楚的告诉你，你的罪也不能把你和神的爱隔绝。
So you may have this different opinions on this, but I want to tell you that your sins, your own sins, cannot separate you from the love of God.
因为你的罪对神来说都是小菜一碟。
Because to God, your sins are just small things in the sight of Him.
你的孩子的罪、你的太太的罪、你的先生的罪，对神来说都是小菜一碟。
So.The sin of your children, the sin of your husband or your wife, to God is a small thing.
那你神需要我们就是用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
God wants us to worship Him with truth and in spirit.
那你有时候有的人就说我们的心要干净摆上，就对了。
Sometimes we say that our heart needs to be prepared as purified and presented to Him.
那你能确定你的心是干净的吗？你能确定你是诚实的吗
？Can you? But can you make sure that you yourself is cleansed or and totally free of sin?
你是不是完全诚实的呢
？Are you being totally truthful to yourself?
尽管如此，这些东西也不能把我们和神的爱隔绝。
Nevertheless, all these things cannot separate us from the love of God.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
这是我们要信的，神就是爱。
This is we have to believe God is love.
你的罪他很容易去处理。
He can deal with your sins easily.
因为他和你，他爱你，所以呢，要忘是要效力，叫你要变成一个，为你的好处。
Because he loves you, so that he will make all things work for your good.
那我就拿我一个例子，我给大家讲讲。这个例子我很少，不是常常讲。
So I want to share one of my own testimonies. I hardly say about this in the past.
因为这跟我的失败有关系。
Because it is to do with my own failure.
但是我在我后来的日子，我发现神呢，借着这个失败，照样成就他该成就的事情。
But later on in my life, I believe that because my failures, God used my failures to accomplish many things in my life.
那我可能在教会也分享过，我在暗牧的时候呢，那个日子非常非常的特别。神借着那个向我讲话，我拣选了你，我和你同在。
So I probably shared about this before in the congregation. So the day of my ordinations is a very special date. And I know that day is chosen by God.
这个日子特别到一个情况，我都不敢相信。
So the day was so special that even me myself cannot believe it.
到昨天我还跟师母在分享，我说别的我清楚不清楚，但是我知道我被暗牧，这是非常清楚，从神来的。
So last night I was sharing with my wife that I don't know about any other things, but I know the day of my ordination is from the Lord.
昨天是他的生日，50岁的生日，我们就分享一些事情，也比较感慨，经历了很多的事情。但是有一点非常的确定，我们被暗牧是从神而来。
So yesterday it was her 50th birthday, so we share a lot of things, but and we'll also talk a lot, and but we share about the day of our ordination.
那我现在呢，让大家就说仔细的听这个，我要分享我的软弱，不会阻碍神在我身上的祝福和呼召。
So I'm going to share about this so that you know that even my failures cannot stop anything that is in God, in God's will.
对你也是一样，我没有什么特别的，我只是说呢，神让我经历这些来鼓励大家。
So same to you, so I'm just sharing about my own experience so that you know that God can do all things.
你和我都是他的儿女，我并不特别。
You and I are his own children. I'm nothing more special than you are.
我觉得神拣选我今天做牧师呢，就是让我经历很多的事情呢，要来鼓励大家。
So I believe God called me to be a pastor today so that I can encourage you through my own experiences.
让大家知道我们的神真的是爱我们的神，是守约的神。
So that you know that God is God who loves us.A covenant-keeping God.
也就是说，他说话是算数的。
So what he said, he will do it.
那我在刚来到西安教会的时候呢，有一段时间我在外面去帮助一个教会，我要讲讲我的这个故事，失败的故事。
So I want to share a story of my own failures. When I first come to Church of Zion.I was also helping another church.
那这个教会里面呢，就是发生了一些事情。发生了一些事情呢，我就进食祷告，我说我要不要继续在那个教会来服侍。
So there were some things happening in the church, so I fast and pray and I asked God whether I should continue to work in the church.
因为那个教会有些事情呢，就是说，当然跟我自己也有关系，就是说发现我没有办法继续服侍下去。
So, it has something to do with me, what happening in that church, because I felt that I cannot do it, I cannot work in that church.
教会里面呢，就是说服侍的人之间呢，很多的斗争。
So there were quite a lot of arguments in those who were serving in that church.
我就先离开，我说我不要在那里服侍了。
So I wanted to go out from the church because I didn't want to serve in that kind of church.
但是呢，我平常我都说这样，服侍的事情很重要，我要定时祷告，我要确定是从神而来的，还是不是从神。
But because serving the church is a very important thing, so I fast and pray, and I want to know whether it's God's will for me to leave that church.
那我就问神，是不是要我留下来？还是要我离开。
So I asked God whether he wants me to stay or wants me to leave.
我在这些事情上非常的认真。
I'm very diligent in this kind of thing.
当我进食祷告到第七天的时候呢，神只是通过圣经里面一句话说，以色列啊，我宣召了你，你经历水火，我都和你同在。
So on the seventh day of my fast and prayer, I got a word from God, and in the verse from the Bible says, Israel, I have called you out of the fire and water.
I have called you.
Yeah, I have called you.
那神只是说我会保护你，我会带领你，不管是经历水还是经历火。
So God only said that he will be with me whether I'm going through water or I'm going through fire.
但是他并没有告诉我你该在这里服侍还是不该在这里服侍。
But he didn't tell me that whether I should stay or I should go.
那我就求一个印证。
So I asked for a sign.
我说这个星期下个星期天如果我到教会里面呢，一进门，如果主持的人说你来讲道，我就知道是你要让我留下来。
So I asked for a sign that I told God that if the next Sunday, if I came to the door and the pastor asked me to speak, then I will stay.
那你想想呢，如果一个教会没有安排你讲道，你到门口，人家不会说你今天来讲道，这是很难的。
Just imagine that you go to a church and out of nowhere the pastor want you to speak, so it is quite rare.
那我就那天就去这个教会，我说看看怎么样。我一进门呢，主持的人就说你今天能不能讲道。
So the following Sunday I went to the church. As soon as I reached the door, the person asked me to speak.
我就非常的吃惊。
So I was shocked.
那天恩膏也很大。
And I also had the anointing that day was also great.
但是呢，我最后还是离开了。
But in the end, I left the church.
因为那天呢，就是神给我的清楚非常的信息，你的印证我给你了，你就有服事吧。但是在我眼睛能看得见的层面，我没有那样的信心。
So even though,
我不知道这个教会会往哪里走。
So even though it's very clear that God wants me to stay by the sign, but still in my own physical mind, I cannot imagine how this church is going to end up. So I left the church.
那在这个前后呢，还有一次另外的经历，就说神也是和我们同在，但是呢，神知道我们的软弱。但是呢，他知道什么事情会发生，他继续会陪着我们走。
So in one of the other incidents, that also God also showed me that in our weaknesses, He is still with us.
但是呢，他并没有做成我们想要他当时做成的事情。
But He did not accomplish what we hoped for.
不管我们多么辛苦的祷告，多么的盼望，他没有做。
No matter how hard we wanted the thing to happen and how hard we prayed, he didn't do it according to our own will.
那这个事情呢，怎么发生呢？就是我们那群同工在那里争吵得非常厉害，有一些斗得非常厉害呢。有一次我就请他们到我的家，我们就一起下来和好。
So what happened was that the co-workers in the church had a lot of arguments. So one day I called all of them to my house so that we want to reconcile to each other.
Anyway, 后来我们就有一次圣餐。
And we also shared the communion together.
在圣餐的时候，我看到异象，另外一个人也看到异象。 就是耶稣基督在我们的中间端着一捧食物，一大捧食物让我们吃。
So during the communion, I saw a vision. Also, another co-worker saw the a vision as well that Jesus was among us, and he has a loaf of a bread or food for us to share.
当时大家就非常非常的感动，知道神就是让我们知道我们所处的状况，要来喂养我。
So all of us were touched because we know that at the current situation, he himself is going to feed us.
我想我们这群人就和好如初，我们继续在一起服侍。
So I wanted all of us to reconcile and start to work together again.
但是呢，最后发生的事情呢，是完全相反的。
But the things happened later on was opposite from what we hoped for.
这些人各奔东西，而且在这个之前有很大的一个 argument 就各奔东西了。
So before that we had a big argument, and then all of the co-workers went to different places.
那我讲什么意思呢？就是说从这些事情里面知道呢，就是说神知道我们的软弱，他还是爱我们。
So God knows our weaknesses and He still loves us.
那这跟我暗牧有什么关系呢？
So what does it to do with my ordination?
我暗牧的时候，当我们的牧师给我选了那个时间的时候呢，我非常的吃惊，因为那个时间我就是非常的特别，就好像说神说，我知道你的日子，我数算着你的日子。
So the day of my ordination is very special because it seems that God knows my day.
就是神说，我就问，那个暗牧的日子，我好像给大家分享过，是我4月4号，是44岁，是我结婚12周年。So
I think I shared about that before. So the day of my ordination was on April 4th, also my 44th birthday, and also the 12th year of my marriage, the anniversary of my marriage.
而且当时是复活节，而且是三大宗派的复活节是同一天。
And it was also the Easter, and the Easter of all three different denominations.
Streams, like Catholic, Orthodox.
Orthodox Catholic.
而且那一天逾越节也正好就落在那里。
And also the Passover was also on that date.
而且呢，就说是中国的清明节。
And it was also a Chinese festival for the day.
那我就知道这个日子不是我选的，是牧师替我选的。
So the day was not picked by me, it was picked by another pastor.
那我非常非常的吃惊。
So I was really shocked.
而且在我暗牧的时候呢，我们这个David Damian的属灵的父亲从埃及也过来，所有的建安教会的老一辈都在那边。So
on the day of my ordination, our senior pastor, Pastor Damian, was coming back from Egypt, and also many other senior pastors were there.
David Damian's spiritual father from Egypt also there.
Yes.
所有的长老、牧者都在那边为我们来祝福。So
all the elders, all the pastors were there to come to bless us on that day.
那我讲这些的时候，你说牧师啊，你讲的是牧师的事情，跟我有什么关系？
So you may think that I share about this is about a story of a pastor, but what does it to do with me?
我再次给你讲呢，给大家讲呢，就我只是大家的一个代表，就是说让我先经历这些呢，就是这些祝福都是大家的。But
I want to share to you today that me myself is just a representative of you all. So that what I have been experienced, you will all have to experience later on.
神选择这个日子的时候，谁知道我在十二年前结婚的时候呢？那个牧师他说下一周是复活节，太忙了，把你们推到这一周四月四号，星期六。
So 12 years before my ordination, on the day of my wedding, the pastor, our wedding supposed to be the following week, but the pastor said the following week will be Easter, will be too busy, so you will get married this week. So that was on April the 4th.
谁知道12年之后会被暗牧呢？是同一天又是复活节。
So who knows, 12 years later, I will be ordained, and it was also the Easter day.
那我就问神说，神啊，我过去不顺服你的日子怎么算呢？
So I ask God, how about the days that I did not listen to you?
我自己很少的时候就是有这种清楚不顺服的日子不多，就是说自己非常知道该做，但是被你去做的事情很少。
So, when I disobedient to the Lord, those days are rare.
但是那一件事情，我刚才讲留在教会不留在教会，我非常清楚，我是清楚的，没有听神的。
So, that incident I just shared to you early on about whether I should stay in the church or not, I know for sure that I didn't listen to God.
但是谁知道这么多年以后呢，神还是成就了他的心意，按照他的日期成就他的心意。
But still, years later, God still accomplished what is in his own promise, in his own way.
这就是说万事效力叫爱神的人得益处。
So this is why all things works for the good of those who love him.
那我今天讲这些事情呢，不是说我们应该不顺服神 OK， 不是 OK。
So I'm not saying it is okay to not listen to God. It is not okay.
但是弟兄姐妹，好多时候我们有些软弱，我们可能克服不了。
But brothers and sisters, I know there are sometimes we have our own weaknesses that we cannot conquer by ourselves.
有时候用着环境的限制，我们没有办法去立刻顺服神。
So sometimes because the situation that we are in, we were not able to submit to God.
所以呢，就是说我们这个时候我们怎么样来，就是说来认识神对我们的爱呢？
So, how do we know the love of God in this kind of situation?
那我们就说，神啊，你，我们回想起这一切的时候，我们再次的回到神的话语，就是神真的是万事效力叫爱神的人得益处。
But when we reflect on the things, then we know for sure that God works for the good of those who love Him.
没有什么能够把我们和神的爱隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
你的软弱今天神非常的清楚。
God knows your weaknesses.
你的今天的软弱会导致什么样的后果，做什么样的事情，神也非常的清楚。
And God knows the consequences of your own weaknesses.
但是你要 relax.
But you have to relax.
因为神真的非常爱你，他要用这些事情呢，做成非常完美的工作。
But God will also, 等一下好吗？等一下可以。Sorry, 等一下。
God will use all this to accomplish what is good for you. 那今天我们的疫情呢，这个瘟疫的状况呢，也是神一定借着这些让我们。要成就他的美意。
So during the pandemic right now, God will use all these things to accomplish for the good of us.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
你相信他要让你最后磨成，让你成为耶稣儿子的形象吗？
Do you know he will carve you and you will become the image just like his own son?
你相信他会把一切就是白白的借着他的儿子赐给你吗？
Do you think, do you know that he will freely give to you what is in his family? Do you believe that he will protect you in this situation?
你相信他现在你不能做的事情，好多你的生活被打乱，他有更好的旨意在里面吗？
Do you know that he has greater plan for you, even though that your life has been interrupted in the midst of all this?
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
我们来一起做一个祷告。
We come together and pray.
主啊，我们再次来到你的跟前。
Lord, we come to you again.
你的话立定在天。
Your words establish the heaven and the earth.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，你赦免我们的小信。
Lord, once again, we ask you to forgive our small faith, our little faith.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的说，谢谢你，主啊，创始成终的主。
Yes, Lord, we want to thank you. You will establish what is the heaven and earth.
我们再次把我们自己像方剂一样降在你的跟前。
We want to bring ourselves as a living sacrifice to you.
主要我们再次的说，我们敞开我们自己。
Once again, we say we will open ourselves.
接受你十字架上宝血的洁净。
So that we will be cleansed by the blood of Christ Jesus on the cross.
相信你在十字架上已经成就了一切。
We believe you have done it all on the cross.
我们也相信你的圣灵住在我们里面，永不离开。
And we believe that your Holy Spirit is living in us and will never leave us.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
主啊，你来加增每一个人的信心。
Lord, increase our faith.
主啊，让我们能够把我们的担子交给你。
So that we can bring our burdens to you.
让我们的手从我们那些抓着不放的事情上取出来。
So that we will let go of things that we couldn't let go of.
主啊，让我们的心放开，让我们的手放松。
So、we will open our heart, we will let go of our hands.
让我们的腿挺起来。
And we will stand up firm.
主啊，是的，主，我们知道你和我们在同行。
We know that you are working with us.
你是好牧人。
You are a good shepherd.
必然带领我们经过死荫的幽谷。
You will lead us through the valley of death.
到青草地上。
So that we can come to the green pasture.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.